This is about songwriting, inner voice movement, or I should say riff, like riffs, like playing riffs instead of chords. When you hear a song like I Know How I Feel by Parcels, which sounds like this. The muted part is way out front and it makes it sound funky and there's lots of space. Even though the keyboard is introducing chords here, the muted guitar part is front and center. So what we have is a D minor, then C, then B flat, and then A minor 7. And sorry to disappoint you, but it's, you know, just very, very predictable harmony, which is fine. It's not a song's, you know, harmony is just one ingredient. There's so many ingredients that make a song great, and the groove and the way the muted part is constructed, we're going to get into. So you're not going to write a song, you can easily write a song like this with two ingredients, or several ingredients, many of which are easy. The easy part is just come up with a diatonic chord progression. This is a 1, 7, 6, 5 progression in D minor. Not even anything original. It's just 1, 7, 6, 5. Just right down the scale. But what is interesting is how the riff interacts with those chords. So that's like 4, 5. To the D minor, that riff is 4, 5, flat 7. But when you get to C, now it's 5, 6, 1, 6, and then B flat, 6, 7, 2, 7, 6, 7, or 6, 7, 2, 7, 2, 7, which are very colorful notes, and then A minor is 7, 1, 3, 1. So the pick is called pitch function. The same notes are constantly changing based on the changing harmony. Now, we wrote our own progression. The student I'm with wrote his own progression. I had nothing to do with it. I can't take credit. Although I helped to write the inner voice riffs. The first section he came up with, okay, let's play it together, is 1, 2, 3, it goes B, G sharp minor, D sharp minor, and A sharp minor. Again, that's B as in boy, G sharp minor, D sharp minor, and A sharp minor. Okay, let's stop right there for a second. So what I did was program the bass and drums. How did we come up with like a riffy part for it? We just copied what they did on the Parcels song, but adapted it to the new key, and it sounds like this. Whatever, that might not be exact what we came up with, but that's more or less it. Now, someone who really knows Parcels well might say, hey, you ripped off the guitar riff of that, especially if it's front and center of your song. But if it's in the background, no one might notice. It depends on what else is going on. So is it really a steal? No, because it's different notes and you can't copyright a rhythm. But it's still like a knockoff and people might get that and they might not like your music as much if they know it's a direct ripoff. But that's their problem. You can't get any legal trouble. You can steal harmony and rhythm. We didn't repeat any of the same notes, so you're fine. But the point of the story is, it makes it sound a little more hip. There's no chords being played. Chords is three or more notes. Guitar's only playing one note at a time. Bass is only playing one note at a time. The most is that there's ever happening at any one time, because there's no keyboard in this little band we have. It's the most that's happening is two voices at once. So, if I was in the background chiming in on chords, which still could be cool, I'm not saying it's bad, then there would be chords. Let's do the next section, the D sharp, and the next section we didn't put on the recording yet, is D sharp minor for two bars, and B for two bars. So let's take these. Now we're going to go back to the Parcels song and what they did. When they were in D minor, they went like, then, know if that's the right rhythm. So. Yep, keep doing it. That's pretty good. Nice. Nice job. So how can we take some of that and apply it to our song? You have like some colorful chord tones resolving to a 3 and 5. So let's start with our first chord of D sharp minor. And it's on the middle two strings. It's on strings 3 and 2. So we'll try and steal as much as we can get away with. I'm just going to come up with a part here. Actually, can we get even more special than that? That's just 7 and 2. Can we come up with like what they did, which was like 4 and 6? How would that sound? So the... No, it's going to be... That would be a flat 6. That's going to clash a bit. So, say, what about 6 and 2? I'm sorry, not 6, 4 and 2. Like, that would work. That's probably as direct ripoff as we can do. How did I come up with that? To the D sharp minor, that's a 2 and a 4, and then a 1 and a 3. Have to figure out the math when you go home. Right? So let's. And then. Yeah. So you go ding, 3, 4, like ding, ding, ding. And then for the B chord, let's keep something similar. So we have ding, and then for the B chord, I wonder if we could keep the same note. Yeah, it fits like a glove. So let's just see if that would work. We would have here it is. Doing the same part over and over doesn't sound like it, so let's vary it up a little. So what if we had, remember we're on this kind of a chord. So we want something that's going to fit the chord. What about that? Just something simple. Nice job. Nice job. Let's see what that sounds like. Here it is, our. Probably make little variations on it so it didn't sound, you know, do little variations on it. Now you try it. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna turn the bass up a little. Here we go. 2, 3, go. Oh, I'm sorry, with the rest of it. I'll start it again. 1, 2, 3, go. I think you gotta have a tune there right there. For the B section, how did I decide to go into the thirds here? These are thirds. And every chord is a 1, 3, and 5. And you can choose to play just the 1 and 3 or the 3 and 5. And those are both called thirds. The third doesn't always mean the third of the chord. It can mean the distance between two notes. Distance between a third and a fifth is a third. Mm-hmm. Any two notes that are every other note, like a 5 and a 7 or whatever, 7 and a 9. So how did I get that? Like this is a D sharp minor chord. So I just took a D sharp minor and its minor third. And then like I went up the scale in my head, like it would be like in the same way you could harmonize any scale, like do. So I just did. And that's just something you'd have to. And I just like okay. That'd be something you'd have to study separately. I did diatonic thirds. The reason I stayed away from the sixth, at one point I was going to do a sixth, it's because it's a clashy note to the D sharp minor. When you play like 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that note, it could work depending on how you use it. Yeah, it could work. Like. Yeah, it could work, but I didn't hang on it too long.